Chapter 2. Jin sat beside Saw in the cockpit of his ship. She stared straight out the window, watching as they soared through the clouds of Lamu. The ring that circled the planet in a constant white rainbow arched overhead, and then they broke atmosphere. The sky turned black, speckled with white stars, a glow of light from the reflected sunlight on the planet's belt just visible. Jin gasped. Saw glanced where she was looking and nodded grimly. A star destroyer hung in the blackness of space, the sun illuminating the underbelly of the ship. They'd sent a star destroyer for her father.
Papa is on that ship,
Jin realized, her eyes widening. He was somewhere. Somewhere there. Just out of reach, but so close. Saw was busy at the controls. His ship was so tiny compared with the Star Destroyer. A flea next to a giant. But his mumbling curses informed Jin that he was worried about being spotted. Within seconds, they were well past the destroyer, and in minutes, they'd lurched into hyperspace. The blue-gray stream of lights out the window made Jin blink hard, her sight blurring not just with the light, but with the unshed tears that were building in her eyes.
"Hey, kid,"
Saw said, swiveling his chair so he could see Jin fully. He stopped. Jin knew he was going to say he was sorry, but there was something in his eyes that made her realize he knew just how futile those words were. She stared at his face, wondering at her memories of him being funny and kind. His dark skin made the puckered scars near his left eye stand out. He looked angry, except for his eyes.
"I don't want to talk about it,"
Jin said, pulling her knees up to her chin and wrapping her arms around her legs. Saw's expression grew hard.
"Too bad," he said. "Because I need to know why the Empire came after your father like that."
"You knew why my parents went into hiding,"
Jin said.
"I knew bits, but I had no idea they'd send a Star Destroyer after him."
Jin had to admit she was a little surprised too. She knew her father was important, and that he'd worked as a scientist for the Empire before fleeing Coruscant and going into hiding on Lamu. She knew some of what he did. Mama and Papa had said never to tell anyone about Papa's research. But she could trust Saw. Mama had.
"He studied crystals,"
Jin said, pulling the necklace her mother had given her from under her shirt. She slipped it over her head and handed it to Saw when he held out his hand. He turned it over in his palm and held it up to the light, squinting at the clear crystal. It was, Jin knew, a kyber crystal. Not a very good one. Not worth a lot of money. Papa had worked with very good kyber crystals when he worked with the Empire. He liked rocks.
"I know about the crystals,"
Saw said, handing the necklace back to Jin.
"But your father must have been working on something else. Something more concrete. Something they want. The Empire doesn't just come down like that for crystals."
"That's all he worked on," she insisted.
"That you know of," Saw said darkly. "Did he say anything when the Empire came? Anything at all? Maybe he told you something that could be a clue."
Jin closed her eyes. She could still hear her father's voice.
"Jin, whatever I do," he'd said, "I do it to protect you."
And then he had gone with the man who killed Mama.
"No,"
Jin told Saw. Saw turned to the window and stared at the blue-gray light of hyperspace.
"There's something more here," he said, mostly to himself. "Since Coruscant, Galen has been working on something big. I know it. We have to figure out what it was."
Jin felt tears burn in her eyes. Her father had been working on a broken harvester droid the night before the Empire came. Not some big secret. But she knew Saw was right. Mama and Papa talked about it, late at night when they thought Jin was asleep. Research and crystals and fears. She wished she'd paid better attention. She wished she could at least understand why all this was happening. She forced herself to remember the way things used to be. On Coruscant, when her father had openly worked for the Empire, she had been littler then, and easily distracted. But even she knew that her parents weren't happy. When they'd moved to Lamu, things seemed better, more relaxed. Mama taught her every day math and science and literature and history. Papa worked in the fields, and at night he continued his research. But it wasn't like on Coruscant. He didn't work until he collapsed, mumbling to himself, ignoring her. Things were better. But there had still been that undercurrent of fear. It spiked occasionally, when the comm tower picked up static, or when Mama and Papa insisted they have a safety drill. They invented scenarios of bad things that could happen and told Jin what to do. Papa liked to pretend it was a game, but Jin knew better. There wasn't a scenario for if Mama died, Jin thought. They had a lot of plans, but none of them ended with Jin alone. They would hide, run, survive, together. Mama had never thought about what would happen if she died and Jin hurtled away from home through hyperspace. But when she looked at Saw, she knew that wasn't true. He was her parents' plan if the worst happened. They hadn't wanted to tell her that. They hadn't wanted her to think about just how bad things could get. But Jin knew it to be true. Saw was her last hope. His eyes were red-lined, and he sighed heavily as he ran a hand over his smooth head. As if he could feel her eyes on him, he glanced down at Jin, and he tried to shoot her a reassuring smile. But then he said,
"I don't know what to do with you, kid."
And any comfort she'd felt disappeared. The farther they went from Lamu, the more surreal the journey felt to Jin. She half expected this all to be some sort of mistake, and when they finally stopped flying, they'd be back home, everything normal again. But when they dropped out of hyperspace a few days later, it wasn't beautiful green and blue Lamu that was waiting for her. It was an asteroid belt. Saw sat up straighter, and Jin watched as his attention zeroed in on the viewport.
"We're coming up on Smuggler's Run," he said. "Strap in."
At first, it was just a few stray asteroids. But soon, they were in the thick of it. The shuttle lurching up and down, left and right, as Saw expertly navigated the ship through the onslaught.
"I like Re," Saw said. "The belt keeps people away. It's quiet."
Re. The planet they were going to. Jin's body slammed against the safety harness as Saw swerved around another asteroid. It suited him to live on a planet so difficult to reach. When they cleared the asteroids, Jin saw Re. It was smaller than Lamu, and bluer. Water, she thought. With little land masses of green and white and brown scattered over the surface, the islands big and long like fingers clawing their way through the ocean. Saw flew the shuttle straight down, landing in a small clearing surrounded by craggy rocks. Re was cold, and the air smelled like salt, but she couldn't see the ocean. She could only see rocks and tangled scrub brush. As they approached a broken comm tower, Jin realized there was more to it than just the base. A door was carved into the rock, a heavy, blaster-proof door that Saw accessed with a biometric lock. The metal squeaked when it slid open. Lights cascaded down a long hallway bored directly into the stone. Jin lingered in the doorway, looking around at the small, rocky island. At the top of a hill that seemed as if it were made of one giant boulder was a comm tower, or at least part of one. The other half lay broken and rusted at the base.
Not used since the Clone Wars, Saw said, walking past Jin and into the outpost. The natives aren't exactly friendly, but they stay off this island.
What are the natives? Jin asked, jogging to keep up. The door whisked shut behind her, closing her in the dank stone hallway.
Rians, Saw said, winking.
When Jin didn't respond, he peered at her, noting her nervousness.
They're water creatures, and they stick to the deep. You're safe.
Jin nodded, swallowing. She didn't believe him, though. She didn't believe in safe at all.